Well, we're back. This is Ralph Kerbet Winterode the second with the Ralph Winterode Show, one of the truth seekers of the far north, trying to put out some knowledge and hopefully some people, we can get people to understand what's going on of our fascist, communist oligarchy. It's unbelievable what they've done to our country. They overthrew it after the Civil War. It's another long story, but I can tell you why they did it, how they did it. But the issue is that we're here today, so what do we do to get it back? What do we do when they kidnap our children? Now, is there anything any worse? I mean, they can take your property, and that's bad. That's really bad, because without property, we have no inalienable rights. But children is the worst thing they can do. When they kidnap your children and put them into slavery, because that's what they're doing, and they're selling them. They're putting him into foster homes where some of the most heinous things that you just can't believe, pedophilia, sexual rape, abuse. It's just unbelievable what's going on. And these foster parents don't get prosecuted. They walk. And then the people that have had their children kidnapped, which are going to be auctioned off, a lot of them are auctioned off. Like in Florida, $10,000 a head. That's slavery, folks. There's no other way around it. They put a nice cover on it. And, of course, when you complain of all the things that they're doing, everybody claims, we're not going there. And you can't do anything. You don't even have to do anything wrong, and they kidnap your children, but the foster home people, which you can get documented evidence, and nothing happens. Only in America. Anyway, do you have any other questions, George?
Yes, I even like talk to certain police officers, certain sheriff deputies in my county. I'm in a separate county from Greg. That you know, even like in the city police or in the county, that the CPS only calls a certain select few deputies that don't really have a problem with doing it, because a lot of the cops I talk to, they don't want to do it because they're always questioning their actions. Why are the kids being removed from the home and all that?
Mm-hmm.
They only have a certain select few people that they get to do it. The other rest don't want no part of it.
Well, the problem that we have, and I know a few police officers, they're not all bad. There are a few attorneys. They're not all bad. But the problem is if they stand and fight, they lose their job. They lose their wife. Probably she'll divorce them. They lose their retirement. They lose their income. It's a two-edged sword, and so who is willing to stand and fight? And everybody has a limit, I guess. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care if they gave me the whole world as money. That's not the issue. I'm not for sale. It's a right or wrong issue. I've lost a business. Ex-wife divorced me. We get along great. I don't give a. That's fine. What are they going to do to me? The bottom line is we have to get the knowledge out to the people that are in these battles so they have some chance of winning, because it's all loaded against you. It's irrelevant when they steal your children, when they kidnap your children. The truth is irrelevant. They give a few back once in a while to kind of give it the appearance of something's going on, but they can do whatever they want with them. And during the time that they have them, everybody's loading their pockets with money.
Right.
Because they have quotas.
Well, one thing we got to do is get the churches to rescind their contracts with Caesar.
That's right. They got to quit. They have to understand. But these people that go to the churches, number one, they've signed up with Caesar to be a citizen of the United States. And then the church has signed up with Caesar. And talk about a money laundering operation or money changer. They go in there and they donate $100, walk outside and turn around and file the thing so it only is $10. Now, I seem to remember something about money changers in the Bible. And they got threw out of the temple. And that's what these churches, they are money changers. And they're supporting it.
Right. Well, you know, I was going to say, that's why people should be supporting the Ministry of Republic Broadcasting and supporting people like you, Ralph, that are standing up and speaking the truth. I could never hear the truth that I hear on this broadcasting, Republic Broadcasting. And,
okay, hold on a minute, Greg. Here, where you gotta hear the
music. I'm gonna
again.
Sign off.
Okay, we'll talk to you later, George. Thanks for calling in. We'll be back in a minute.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, I'm back from break here, and this is the Ralph Winterroad Show. You still there, Greg?
I'm here, Ralph.
And I was just looking here in the Florida Professional Code of Conduct, and one of the things they say here is the lawyer shall not acquire a proprietary interest in the cause of action or subject matter of litigation the lawyer is conducting for a client. Except that the lawyer may, he can acquire a lien or a contract for a reasonable contingency fee. Well, these guys are getting a pecuniary interest by performance, and they're not telling anybody what they're doing by contract behind the scenes. This is why this stuff is deadly to these guys. And it's a lot of work to sit down and read through the cooperative agreements. I've got to get I've got a person now, I think, that's going to do my home page, because I have software, but I don't know how to run it, to get this information and get all of these cooperative agreements from different states or counties up there on the Internet so they can be shared, and some of the issues, how to deal with these guys. But whining about it, it's good. It's good to talk to other people, because it just, I don't need to tell you what probably Greg's gone through. It just sucks the total sap out of you when people can kidnap your children for no reason. They don't want to give them back.
Do you know, Ralph, what this has done to me? It has drawn a distinct line between those who are seeking truth and what's right and those who are lying and doing evil in order to gain. And I was thinking about this verse in Proverbs 24 when it says, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth the soul, does he not know it? And shall he not render to every man according to his works? When people think that they're going to close their eyes and this evil that's going on with this kidnapping and so forth, it's at the place now where it's so out of control in America that the righteous need to stand up. If the righteous in America do not stand up, people like you, men who are seeking truth and righteousness, defending the poor, the fatherless, and the widows, that these people are capitalizing on, this nation is going to be in big, big trouble. There's a
You've been to some churches, haven't you, and tried to get some assistance from some different churches?
The churches are totally out of it. The churches are so... That's why we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July. And the man that they beat to death in Culpeper, Virginia, when that attorney pulled into that town, Culpeper, it was a preacher who refused to take a license. It was the preachers who led the way in exposing what the oppression of the wicked was doing, taking what was a privilege and trying to make it taking what was a right and making it a privilege. You don't need a license to preach the gospel. Now they're trying to make everything a license for whatever you do. And what happens is that we're losing our rights every day. It's like an erosion that's just eating the heart out of America and our freedom. And I was thinking here, and if you don't mind me just reading this here in Ezekiel 3, it says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman. See, God has made people watchmen. He's given gifts unto the body of Christ for the building up of the church. It says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of your God. Thou, it says, therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou give him not warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand.
Well, yeah. The thing that I would suggest also is, you know, we have to have faith, and there's power in praying.
Amen.
But you know what? David got a hold of a stone, and you know what he did? He took a shot at Goliath. Now, you may not be able to, with the first stone, hit Goliath, but maybe you hit him in his cojones and he bends over, or hit him in his shins and he bends over. It takes action on your part. You cannot just sit still and
right.
think all this is going to happen, folks. You have to get off of your BUTs and go out and get these cooperative agreements, get the dirty laundry, get conclusive and legal evidence, and then sit down and start to understand it. It's not easy.
Well, see, that's
to understand this stuff.
Right. That's what Republic Broadcasting and the men that are broadcasting on this station are. What they are, they're a voice in the wilderness trying to get America to wake up, because we're in a furious battle. And I just thank the Lord for you, Ralph. I do. You don't know how much I pray, and I thank the Lord for you and the men and the other men that are on this broadcast and the others that are fighting for our liberties and for the truth that this country was built on and that people gave their lives for.
Well, what's so astounding to me is, though, is you put this information out, and people can't see it. They just, for some reason, I don't know if they've had too much fluoride, they've been brainwashed too much, they've been to the public schools. I don't know what the deal is. It's a belief system, I know that. It's just like a motion for an independent judge down there and showing these documents that actually stopped the court for a while. Now, we haven't won the case, but it kicked them, and they bent over, and they stopped. I don't know why people can't look and start to understand that. They want to go off, and they keep saying, well, I went to court, and I did this, and I told this, and that's fine. But the courts aren't listening. It's irrelevant. It's
right.
All a play, and you're not an actor. The only thing that's out there is there's money on the table that you don't see, and
right.
your children are at stake.
Right.
And you as a parent are irrelevant. All you are is part of the audience that we're going to keep the ruse going on for the best entrance of the children. Hoo-ha.
Well, the one thing that they have done is they've got me committed to give the rest of my life defending people and the defending families. This is going to be my ministry now. This will be my ministry, is fighting against the Department of Children and Family. And it doesn't matter what goes on here. I'm going to keep going, and the more knowledge I gain, and I grow in this knowledge, I'll be able to implement it by helping other people and help defend their rights. People all over the country call me through this website called FreeOurKids.com or Free Our Children. You can go to either one, FreeOurKids.com or FreeOurChildren.com, and you look at what's happening in Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. the same court system, the same players, Department of Children and Family, that used to be called the HRS, the Home Wrecking Service, which they had to change their name because just even today, if you went to TampaBay.com and you looked at the articles that's on DCF and what in the track history of what they have done to destroy people's lives, I mean, for once, there was an article today in St. Pete Times, Sunday, the 24th of June, exposing the evil and the things that are happening to children, and they're just admitting they've admitted it's broken. I mean, this was in the paper today. They admitted it's broken. Rhonda Storms was in there, and Bob Butterworth, the same people I was standing out in front of the Tampa courthouse this past Wednesday with a sign stating, Rhonda Storms, Senator Storms, and Bob Butterworth are running the largest child abuse and child sex ring in the state because they're the head of the Department of Children and Family. More children are molested and physically abused under the care of the state than through any other system that you can create or crime ring that's created out there. It's being run by the state of Florida. And more children, I mean, to see the sexual abuse, these children are used by pedophiles, and you can read the stories of them and how they told their case managers. And this went on for year after year after year. These little kids, I mean, just to think, I mean, these people, I mean, it's just sad.
Well, I can tell you something else that can be done, and the problem is the allocation of my time here. But another thing that I can tell you that really, really these people do not like is creating posters with their pictures and putting on the front all of the nice, nasty things they're doing. But to protect yourself, number one, you have to put that you're lawfully and legally and peacefully proceeding forward. But what you must do to protect yourself, been there and done this one, is on the back, is put the exact opposite and under the penalties of perjury and have them sign an affidavit under a notary public and provide the documents that support that what you're saying is not true. And they will not go there and offer them a dollar. When I used to have money, I offered them $1,000 to donate to their favorite charity because I didn't want to bribe the criminals. And you know what? I never got one of these people up here. We had one representative get up and leave the public forum. Had another one come out with tears in his eyes. Had another one get real arrogant in the meeting. And I said, well, sir, I have $1,000, and I held it up, and I have a notary public because I know that I am telling the truth and that you're the good guy, and I'm a liar and a thief. Now, will you sign, sir, under the penalty of perjury to prove that I'm wrong? And they won't. Right. And I'm telling you, when you go in and you make these pictures on a 11 by 17, because that's about what it takes, front and back, you can have a major issue of going in, you hand all these out, and you hand one of them to these guys in these public meetings, and I'm telling you what, you can stir the pot because they are lower than the roaches when their lights turned on. They run, they're demonic, and when you show what they're really doing, they don't want to go there. They don't want the public to know what's going on.
Right.
They want to have all of these lies, and that's how they get away with the court. You go to these courts, it's all set up.
Well, you know, Ralph, it's exactly what I say. I feel that they're scum of the earth. I seen my little kids this past Wednesday, one of my 2 hours that I see them a month, and my little kids are crying because I keep telling my little kids, you're not going home. You are not going home. And I told them, listen, don't listen to them. I told my little, I'm 7 years old, my little son, 5 years old, crying because these people keep telling them, I said, Daddy, they tell us we're not coming home. Daddy, when I turn 19, will you still be alive? My daughter asked, Daddy, when I turn 19, will you still be alive? Can you imagine a little girl? We don't smoke, drink, or do drugs. I mean, we love our country. We work hard. Me and my wife are clean. I mean, we do whatever we can to help people. I mean, we're servants to our community, helping other people, helping other families. Whatever we do we were committed to building people's lives and helping people. And these people have come in and what they've done to us, I mean, they put a bitter taste. I mean, this is something I'm not going to forget.
Well, but the only thing that has stopped these is by getting their dirty laundry and holding it up on a flag in court. That's
exactly.
The only thing that slowed them down, isn't it?
Exactly.
And that's what people need to understand. The truth that you have, you want to hang on to the truth. But the affidavits or whatever you file in is not going to stop these criminal, treasonous, domestic terrorists. That's what they are. It won't even slow them down, folks. And you need to do real solutions. And that's what I'm trying to give you, the knowledge to start doing the real solutions to stop this thing, get your children back. And I hear the music, and we'll be back for a short segment, and then we'll be back with a longer segment. And I'm going to bring up something else that was brought up in Florida that I couldn't believe
Catholic
that was found by Greg.
Calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Ralph Winter Road, the Ralph Winter Road Show, and we're back from break, and I have Greg Pound on, and we're talking about some real solutions to kidnapping your children. Real solutions, things that can be done. It's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And sometimes it takes a lot of calling around in one of your corporate states to find, but usually I would start probably with the Department of Revenue. These private law contracts. Imagine if you had a judge and he was doing behind the scenes private law work out of a law firm. You'd say, no, he can't do that. Well, what they've done is they very cleverly disguised this that, oh, there are contracts with the court or the clerks of court, and he is bound to perform, but they don't technically have one with him. Well, yes, they do. Because his performance is bound to money to his employer, and they're all employees. There's no public officers today, folks. I mean, that's another ruse. I can conclusively prove it in Alaska. We have no public officers of any of the several states within the territorial boundaries of Alaska. It does not exist. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing is a writ of quo warranto, is to give it down to the AG in Juneau. And say, hey, guess what? Here is conclusive and legal evidence. These guys do not have the requisite requirements. Now I want you to prosecute. Of course, he won't because he can't. And then after about 30 days, I'm going to file as my own prosecuting attorney. I can prosecute this myself, and I'm going to file it into federal court because they're in violation of Article 6, the Supremacy Clause. They're in violation of the very first act of Congress, 1 Stat 23. They must have the documents, and they must be in a public record. And if they don't got them, they can't sit in that office. And that's another one of the things about these things that you can file in against all of these, quote, agency folks, because they're all flunkies. They're all employees. They have no office with powers and duties. It must be created only by the Constitution or by the legislature. Same thing for the United States. Absolutely. And what's even amazing is Gonzalez has on his home page where the AG created the office and then filled the own office. And that is in Article 2, Clause 2, Section 2. All offices must be created by Congress. But in the corporate world, and here is the top law guy putting it out on his own home page. He's proud of it. And what's more astounding is that all these law professors and these attorneys don't do anything about it. Because a lot of them really don't understand. They're not taught it. They're taught procedure. And it's absolutely astounding what's going on. And one of the things that Greg brought to my attention is that Florida has passed this little thing that you cannot, did they not tell you that you can't record any conversations at all? Greg?
That's FDLE. I was in their office this past week. What happens was that they filed a false police report to take our children. I asked the, Donald Class was the officer in the sheriff's department. I went to his sergeant. I asked his sergeant, I said, I need you to send this police report to the state attorney's office in order to get the people prosecuted who issued this bench warrant, which was Judge Fleming and the two state attorneys, to take our child from us and arrest my wife. And I mean, on a lying police report, and the judge knows it's a lie. We've been in her court for over 2 years. She knows it's a lie. So what happens is the officer tells me, he said, well, that's not how it's done. So I called back to the state attorney's office, and I kept going back and forth. I got so tired of it, so I said, okay, I'm going to record what this lady at the state attorney's telling me. She said, never been done this way. This, what he's telling you, there's only one way it's done. They have to send that police report to us so we can take it and begin to prosecute. And the officer, the sergeant kept saying, no, that's not how it's done. Then you take it. So I recorded her. Then I recorded him. I told the officer when I told him that I was recording him. I mean, the whole thing, he basically was saying he's not going to do nothing with it. He's not going to send it to the state attorney's office because he already knows what they're doing. They know that they're laundering. They're filing false police reports. That's a third-degree felony in the state of Florida. And so what happens is I was recording them back and forth. And so I said, I went to the policing organization, the police department, the FDLE here in Florida, and they were going to arrest me. They're trying to arrest me because I recorded these people who went ahead and that I was recording this. I mean, I got one person tell me one thing, this other guy tell me another thing. I called the internal affairs for the sheriff's department. He tells me, we're not going to do nothing about it. We're not doing nothing about it. I said, listen. I said, if someone came in and took your little kid, took your little children, what would you do? I mean, what would you do if someone came in and took your four little babies? You don't smoke, drink, do drugs. You don't do nothing. There's people out here that are drug addicts. See, they don't want the bad kids. They want the good kids. And I'm saying, I had to take my wife to the hospital. My wife. This broke us down. And I'm just saying, me and my wife have been separated for a year and 3 months because of a false police report that's been filed that the sheriff's department won't do anything about. The state attorneys,
Do you know that a police report is nothing more than hearsay evidence? Do you know that?
Yeah.
It's actually hearsay evidence. So what we have here, and if you go look into the Florida statute, the legislature has very cleverly worded it, the interception of recording versus recording, and the court says, well, the legislature needs to clean this up, and technically the only way that you can possibly get around this is if you're trying to record something that is to back up that there's a crime being committed. But now, of course, if the cop's involved, or any of these agencies are involved, oh, you can record the hell freezes over. Not a big deal. But, oh, heaven forbid, we do not want you, a, quote, citizen of one of the several states, a, quote, private citizen, recording our criminality acts, because then we want to prosecute you. We want to shut you down. Now, we can record you, but you can't record us.
Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show out of the Truth Seeker of the Far North. And I have Greg Pound on today as a guest. We've had him on before as a guest concerning the child kidnapping that's going on in America and offering some real solutions. And I'm just going to briefly go over those, and then we'll continue on talking to Greg here again. But there are real solutions to get these guys to turn loose of your children. And unfortunately, telling the truth in the kangaroo court is not one of them. Not that you, we don't want you to go in there lying. I'm not saying that. But it's real work. These guys are demonic because there's nobody in his right mind. I don't think a man or a woman can sink so low as to steal, kidnap other people's children. Now, I've been thrown out of the court, and the court's here in a couple of things when they finally started opening them up here in Alaska. And I'm telling you, the negative energy in there, and I don't know how to explain it. But I'm telling you, what's going on in there is just absolutely evil. The judge, the guardian ad litem, these people are evil, they're demonic, they're something. I don't know what shape changes. I don't know what they are, but I cannot believe that a man or woman could be that immoral. But what do? You have to expose them for what they are. And it takes, because these guys are operating in a fictional world, it's a play. And what you have to do, think of it as a play, you have to go get the script. Go get the screenplay that these guys are playing on behind the scenes. And that screenplay, that script of these demonic SOBs is called cooperative agreements. They're private law contracts. They have no authority to enter into private law contracts. They're supposed to be, quote, public officers of one of the several states. You go get copies of their cooperative agreements and start at the Department of Finance in one of your public corporation states. And these contracts exist between the court system. They may be the court or maybe the clerk of the court. Then they'll change the name around. They'll call them depositories or something, but they'll define the terms at the top. There'll be one with the Department of Law. There'll be one with the county commissioners or the sheriff's department or like ours up here. Theirs are done different because we don't have sheriffs, so we're so corporatized up here that we don't even have this. We didn't even get a smell. But you must, number one, get a copy of these cooperative agreements, and you get all of them. And they don't want them out there. And you attach them to a motion for an independent judge. And they cannot, because that is their script. That's their contract that they're bound by. They don't tell you this. The next thing that needs to be done is go get a copy of your professional code of conduct for the attorneys. They're all bound in these estates. They're all bound by it. And they have a conflict of interest. And I can give you, or you can call Greg, and there's a couple of regulations that show separation of powers problem, because they are mandating that you have contracts with all these, the law enforcement and the courts and the tribes. Well, first of all, the Indians can't even be within the several states. They're a total different entity. That ought to be a wake-up call right there. And the courts and the law side, the sheriffs are supposed to be, one's supposed to be judicial, the other's executive. They can't be contracting behind the scenes. You get those documents, and I'm working on a thing for Greg to file in so he can check it out and then file it, because I'm not an attorney or counselor at law. I just provide research material, and I'll put it out there for other people to go track it down in your states and start challenging these guys. They have no office. They have no powers. They're agents. Of who? And the attorneys have a conflict of interest. And in their stuff, they're stuck. And they're supposed to turn in their good brothers and sisters. Hoo-ha. And that's what I'm, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to sit down and read all this stuff and get all of these regulations that's in these contracts. The judge is mandated to abide by regulations of an agency that isn't even part of the quote state. How can he do that? It's because it's a private law contract. He is on the side making money for who he works for as an employee, which is totally unconstitutional, totally illegal. And that's the problem, is in these cases, you don't have a right to a trial by jury. Now, two people can get in a pissing match over an animal and get a trial by jury. You can get in a dispute over land, and you can get a trial by jury.
Exactly.
But take your children, they don't give you, because it's an interest. And if you go look at these cases, go look at the top of the case. It'll say if you go look that up, there's no opposing side. It's all procedural. They tell you right at the very top, there's no this guy against this guy. It's all procedure. It's all their administrative nonsense. That's why you have no constitutional rights, and the Supreme Court has ruled. No, you don't. All they do is, there's supposed to be a higher level of evidence, but it doesn't get to the point to where you can't do interrogatories. They don't want to let you give discovery. They don't want to do any of this stuff.
Right.
That's all procedure, because you wouldn't try to do interrogatories, and they told you no, you can't do it, didn't they?
Right, that's right.
We don't want you to get any evidence. We're making unfounded allegations.
Right.
And you're supposed to be compliant and complacent, and go see the psychiatrist and go take your parody classes and submit your children to the doctors and submit them to this and submit them to that and hoo-ha, hoo-ha. And if we feel like it, we may give one back once in a while, but otherwise we've got a bounty. We're bounty hunting here. We're looking for good children like yours. And if you lose four of them, well, there's $40,000 to this party. Hey, that's pretty good. They go to the corporate side. They get a good education in the corporate stuff, and we don't have any Christian values anymore. So we just killed the Christianity out of your house.
But, you know, Ralph, at that point, what they do is they use fear. They intimidate people. The judge, the bailiffs, the whole system is intimidating now to the American people. And the one thing that's really helped me in this battle, as I think about my children, it's like I refused to allow the fear of this situation and what these people are trying to instill into us. This verse really supported me out of Isaiah 51. It says, I am he that comforts you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of man that shall die, and of the son of man which is made as the grass? And forgettest Yahweh thy maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fear of the oppressor? These people cannot believe that I've been in this battle now going on 3 years. August is going to be 3 years. These people have put me through hell, and God has given me the grace, despite all their intimidations, despite all that they've done to us and our family, separating us, filing another false report against another baby we've had, 2006, February 4th, when this accident started, 2004, August 3rd, over an accident dog bite. And if people would go to the website and just watch freeourkids.com and listen to these people tell you they're afraid of them. You'll hear this black lady says, I'm afraid of these people. And what
everybody should be afraid of them, because they can, without reason, if you don't take your child to the hospital and somebody calls in, they come and steal your children, kidnap them. If you take him to the hospital, which the average person would say, well, I have a thing, I'll go to somebody that has medical training, expert medical training, and I'll get my child taken care of. And they still kidnap your children.
Right.
There's no way to win with these people.
Right. It doesn't matter. The problem is though, they use this fear. Because of this, they're intimidating. It says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I'm not going to allow the fear of the court system and these judges talking down. I mean, the judge line, the state attorney, the minute I got into that court, I've always respected the authority. I've respected our law system. I respected it. And this situation of that, what they've done to me and my wife and our children, they have totally, anything that I hear on Republic Broadcasting or GCN Live, and the stuff that I'm hearing now, they have totally convinced me by my experience of the court's line. When I went in the court, I just could not believe the line of the judge and the state attorneys and these people going on and on and trying to convince us of something we didn't even do.
I can unequivocally tell you, do not allow these people to push you to do something that's illegal or unlawful. You stay legal, you
right.
stay lawful, and you stay peaceful, because they keep goosing you.
Right.
Unbelievably goosing you. I mean, it's unbelievable what they do, because they want you to step across the line,
right.
and as soon as they do, you're toast, you're in jail, or you're dead, and they won.
Well, they tried to get me. You know, when the two state attorneys lied under oath to have me locked up in jail, and I said to the judge, I said, I interviewed this recording with these two CPI agents, sheriff with child protection investigators, who came and lied under oath to have me put in jail. I had the recording, and the judge refused to allow me to present the evidence of the interview. She said, no, you're going to jail. And that's what they did. When they put me in jail, they tried to get, goosed me. They goosed me. It was like the officers getting in my face and screaming at me and having me on my knees scrubbing the floor and doing this and doing that, just treat me like an animal. And this went on for 30 days, just trying to get me to snap on them. And what I'm saying is, the one thing that I keep in mind is the cross of Jesus Christ and my little children. And that's what I keep in mind. I keep in mind that as like you said, I have another day to fight. If they get me to react, the day is done. But every day I have another day to fight in the keep going.
Well, wars are not won by immediately going in on a suicide mission.
Right.
Wars are won by getting knowledge and the wisdom to apply it. And I'm telling you, folks, there are ways to deal with these treasonous domestic terrorists.
Right.
And it's getting their dirty laundry and holding it up. Oh, look at them shorts. Oh, my goodness. Look at the streaks on that shorts. Oh, my gosh. Look what you guys are doing. You're liars and thieves. You're in it for the money. And
right.
It takes work. It doesn't do, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like to have my children stolen. I mean,
right.
I lost a company and I had to turn loose of that. I lost a wife and I had to turn loose of that.
Right.
But you know what? You grow from these things.
Right.
But there is no way to grow from having your children or your there's just no way, folks. I mean, this is the line in the sand. If we will stand by and allow people's children to be sold for slavery in our country, to be abused sexually,
right,
abused but physically, and we do nothing,
right,
we're complicit.
Well, see, when they put us in that parenting class and told us that we had to teach our little kids at 5 and 6 years old about being homosexual, lesbian, and gay, and bisexual, and I was supposed to be teaching my kids how to touch their sexual organs for pleasure and demonstrate it to a case manager, then she reports to the judge that I'm doing I'm teaching my children how to touch their sexual organs for pleasure. I said, how am I supposed to demonstrate? How am I in the world? I said, we're a Christian family. I said, we believe in abstinence till marriage. We believe in having yourself under control. And that's why I thank Republic Broadcasting. I've never met you before, Ralph, and I thank you for having me on your show from the bottom of my heart. And the next program, even after this, is another program that has helped me and so forth. And all the people on Republic Broadcasting and GCN Live who are out helping people, learning how to defend themselves in a court system. When you go, it's almost like you're just like, I mean, it's like talking to a wall. I mean, and I mean, we're just sitting there trying. I mean, we're dumbfounded. I mean, we would come home and cry that they would postpone our next hearing would be a month away. We would come home crying like babies, thinking it's going to be another month. And when we go to court, they're talking about whether our children ate oatmeal or Primo wheat on this day and stuff. And some attorney were paying $300 an hour. And this goes on, and they keep postponing it, and they just drag. I mean, what they do is they break you financially. They break you emotionally. I mean, they just break people down until they're – I mean, I've watched what they've done to my wife and myself, and if it wasn't for the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, there's no way in the world we would be able to stand against this situation. And I'm watching other people, and as I try to hold other people up every day, I have people calling me from all over the country that I try to encourage and try to build up and tell them you can make it. You just
sure, hold
do
on.
Not.
Hold on just a minute here. I had forgotten Dave from Arkansas had called in. I apologize, Dave, and call back in if you're listening, and we'll put you back on old age or something like that. I got carried away here. So anyway, Dave in Arkansas, call back in. Anyway, go on ahead, Greg.
So that's, you know, so I just thank you, Ralph. I thank you for allowing me when I call you and opening up your show and your time to go ahead and to defend our families. I feel for the Brown family, but I'm saying the cause of defending our children should be much more greater than defending the tax issues and the issues of our property. They can take my house. They can take everything. Just let me and my wife and our kids walk down the street. We'd be happy with that. We would be happy. You can strip us of everything, but please don't take our little babies from us and then abuse them before us.
Well, the interesting part of the, Elaine and Ed Brown, definitely we support the fact that they're standing and fighting. I happen to disagree with their belief system because it is, as far as I'm concerned, conclusive in Title 26, 6012, the fact that it is mandated that you file a return and under the will and statutory authority of Congress. And if you go look at the one regulation that these agencies use, because they're sitting outside the Constitution, the only way they can reach back to us is called subsidy regulations. They come back in under the statutory authority and they tell us who has to file a return. And it's under statutory authority. And it says citizens of the United States, residents of the United States, or those illegal guys out of aliens out of Puerto Rico. And it's absolutely true. And it's under the statutory authority. And it's absolutely true. And I, you know, I put it out there, and again, I don't know. I know it takes a background to understand this, but Congress has hired agents because they're outside the Constitution. They cannot legislate directly upon us, so they hired these agents. And these guys are sitting outside, IRS, child custody, and all these folks, and they reach back in through subsidy regulations. They have to have the force and effect of law. They have to have the statutory authority of Congress. Well, when you learn how to decode those, you find out it has no application to us. We have to clothe ourselves with a fictitious status. We have to sign up with Satan and say, hey, guess what? I don't want to have my inalienable rights from the Creator with my soul. I want to make application, sign up over here as a citizen of the United States, where Congress has absolute total control over my life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's one of the things that if the person that is telling you to do something cannot demonstrate by paperwork, by public documents, their authority as a public officer of one of the several states, or an officer of the United States, or an inferior officer of the United States, with an office created by either Congress or by the legislature, they don't got it. And guess what? None of them have it. We'll be back in a minute. Maybe Dave will call in if he's still listening. Sorry about that, Dave.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
This This is Ralph Winterroad, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, Truth Seeker of the Far North, and I have Greg Pound on. We've been going over some real issues of how to deal with these child custody and sheriffs and other folks that are involved in kidnapping, sexual abuse, pedophiles. There are some real solutions, and it takes a lot of work, but as Greg has found out, is going in and testifying to the truth is irrelevant in those courts. They do not listen. You have to get the real, conclusive, and legal evidence of their documents. You have to get the script that they're playing by and submit that into evidence. And like I say, when he submitted in the motion for an independent judge, they haven't responded. What are they going to say?
You know, Ralph, this is what I've been doing now for almost 2.5 years, is standing out in front of the courthouse and in the sheriff's department, preaching the word with my sign, FreeOurKids.com. Now, this past week, in the front page of St. Pete Times, you have a young black boy who shot and killed an enemy, and you have a city attorney who shot and killed his neighbor. The city attorney gets 1 month probation. The young black boy gets 20 years. And you call that equal application of the law and justice for all? Young black boy gets 20 years for shooting an enemy, and then you've got a city attorney who shoots his neighbor next door in an argument and kills him. He gets 1 month probation. And, you know, this is, as you were saying, you know, this is a verse that comes out of Jeremiah. It says, "Preadventure, he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him, and we shall take," and "we shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as with a mighty terrible one. Therefore, my prosecutors, they shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten." I mean, these people are mad at me. I mean, I stand out in front of that courthouse. But now
I know, but see, what they do not have, they don't have the knowledge to know how they're trapped. They don't have the knowledge. They don't understand that they're the source of the problem, because most of them that are like this are registered voters. They've signed up for it. They've signed up with a Social Security number. They don't know what happens when you do that. They don't understand the real issues, and they tend to believe that these people are on their side. Now, let me ask you this. How many sheriffs, senators, or representatives that you've talked to have actually come out and said, I'm going to do something? Have you found one yet?
Well, what they say and do is two different things. I mean, I've been, since this happened, I've been elected to the Juvenile Justice Board, where I sit with the sheriff in Pinellas County, the state attorney, Jim Bernie McCabe, and the ruling judge in the juvenile court system, Judge Fleming, the one who I've been in hell with for the past 2.5 years, and they just don't know how to deal with it. I've been elected to DJJ, Department of Juvenile Justice in Pinellas County. I sit in court with them with the city council, and I let these people have it. Now, the last
how often do you meet?
We meet quarterly. We meet quarterly. We meet once a
month.
Have
you brought in any of this child custody, these cooperative agreements, and said, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I gave it to Jim Coates, the sheriff in Pinellas County, at the last meeting. I gave him the false police reports. I gave him the documentation. He said he'll look at it and he'd call me. He's never called me. I haven't heard back from him. I stand out from the sheriff's department with my sign, "Jim Coates is using children for money." And with my sign.
So the bottom line is, real, before we go off here, the bottom line is, none of these people, they're all in on it, because the senators, representatives, sheriff, judges, nobody will help you.
Right. They won't.
And none of the people in the church will help. Churches.
Right. We haven't done nothing, and we just can't. It's totally inconceivable.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for being my guest today. And we'll be back next Sunday, and go in and tune in next Sunday and listen to this. We have some real solutions for things to start to expose these people. And we'll see you next Sunday, same time.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth.